Hello, I'm Tom Hardy, and welcome to A Hearty Appetite. A few years ago, 50 baboons somehow managed to escape all at once from the wildlife preserve at the Kings Island Amusement Park near Cincinnati. It took 4 days to get them back to their lairs, and though a tranquilizer gun was instrumental in the process, a far more effective tool was the Hostess Twinkie. Those clever primates could not resist that squishy, cream-filled sponge cake, what the dean of the Florida Culinary Institute calls the gold standard of snack foods, any more than we humans can. In fact, statistics show that someone in the United States eats a Twinkie every 6 seconds. It takes 40,000 miles of cellophane to wrap them all. The Twinkie was invented in Chicago, still the nation's Twinkie capital in terms of per capita consumption, by Jimmy Dewar, the manager of the Schiller Park Bakery there. And, contrary to rumor, leftovers from that original batch have long since passed their expiration date. Trying to find an alternate use for the stacks of shortcake pans he had on hand, and which were used only during strawberry season, Dewar landed on the idea of using them for sponge cakes, which he would then inject with cream filling. A St. Louis billboard for Twinkle Toe Shoes gave him the name for his new product, which he sold for two for a nickel. Before long, they were showing up in lunchboxes across the country. But the Twinkie has become far more than a lunchbox treat. It is a veritable American icon. In 2000, the Twinkie was chosen as an object of enduring American symbolism and placed by President Clinton in the Millennium Time Capsule, right along with a piece of the Berlin Wall. Enthusiasm for the Twinkie extends even to gourmets. For example, Phil Delaplane, an instructor at the famed Culinary Institute of America, had his wedding cake made out of them. Restaurateur Christopher Sell, who trained as a French chef, created the fried Twinkie. Yes, they're junk food, but like those apes, we can't help ourselves. This is Tom Hardy inviting you to visit our website at krcu.org for recipes to satisfy your hearty appetite.